At 25 to 1 Saturday afternoon on Radio Adelaide, 101.5 FM.
There's a new name in Australian adventure fiction, Geoffrey McGeachan, and a new hero, Albie Murdoch, who's a secret agent with a career as an international wildlife photographer as his cover identity. Geoffrey is himself a well-known wildlife photographer, a useful cover for an author as he's telling Ewart Shaw.
It is the funny thing about being a photographer. You spend a lot of time not actually taking photographs. You wait for weather, you wait for time, you wait for certain things. And so, yes, you always are able to sit and observe. I mean, being a photographer, I've discovered, is actually really good training for being a writer. You learn to observe, and I'd say it's pretty much a really good job if you're going to be a spy.
I was thinking if you're going to be a sniper myself.
Possibly, yes. You're able to. It is great because people are so amazing to watch, and sometimes as a photographer they kind of forget that you're there. You do tend to drift off into the background, and people relax.
And here we have Albie, and then with the assistance of Grace Goodluck, and they are in the parallel world. They are caught up in something which just happens to be going on simultaneously with the daily lives of ordinary people.
I try to keep it as realistic as possible, and that all these things do happen, and they drift in and out of them. And the interesting thing is, this is the first time I've written something in first person, and it's great that as the writer, I really have to be in the same position as the character, in that I can't really know what's going on. And so life goes on and things go on around them, and I've got to keep in mind that I don't know either, even though I actually do.
And Albie, of course, comes to those revelations at the same speed with which the reader comes to them as well.
Yeah, we're operating in parallel, which is great. It was really an interesting thing to do. I wasn't sure. At one stage, I did think about maybe I'll just not do it in first person. And when I tried that, it just didn't work for me. So I went back into first person, and I kind of like that we're the reader and I are working, operating in parallel.
One thing I did notice is that the two major female characters, in a sense, the only two women in the book, are called Grace and Faith. Now, that's either a conscious decision on your part or somewhere deep in your subconscious, the role of women is very, very important to you.
That's actually a great thing. No one's brought that up before. That's really interesting. Faith is a character out of my first book, which came out last year. And at the time, the name, there was some difficulty in coming up with the names, and Faith seemed to work for what I wanted to do with that particular character, which was about a male rediscovering his life. And Faith worked really well for that person, even though she was incredibly feisty. She wasn't somebody who just operated on faith. And Grace, that's interesting. And it's an interesting point. I'm going to have to think about that. You've got me thinking now. Women seem to like what I've written. I kind of write with guys in mind, but women seem to like it because the females in my books aren't there for decoration or to just be in the background. They're very, very strong characters. And that's pretty much the kind of women that I like to operate with, deal with in my life. I really find it interesting. A woman who gives as good as she gets, it's great.
And the thing about Faith and her partner, Martin, ties in with something I've noticed about the Australian character, because let's face it, without giving too much away, they're not only not whom they appear to be, they're not as good in traditional terms. Martin's certainly not as good in traditional terms as you might expect. And Australians have this fondness, a love, a support of the underdog, of the people who take on the big corporations and who in this case, get away with it.
Martin has a bit of a murky past, and quite a murky past, actually. But it's not something that, it's something that happened to him, and he's run with it. And, they do stand up for themselves. And Albie, in the same sense, is he could just sit back and keep his trap shut and let what is happening around him happen. But he's just one of those people who is a bit of a maverick who's going to stand up for himself and what he thinks is right. And I do, that's what I've been trying to do. I try to take what I think I perceive as being part of the Australian character and psyche, which is that sort of have a go and a fair go for people as well. And then I mix in the Australian sense of humour and see what comes out the other end.
Jeffrey McGeckin, author of D.E.D. Dead, speaking to Ewart Shaw, and the book is published by Penguin under the Viking imprint. Ewart Shaw really enjoyed it. It's a good recommendation, and if you'd like a copy of D.E.D. Dead for yourself and you haven't won a prize from Radio Adelaide in the last month, then give us a call now, 8303 5000.